Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and welcome to DAVE, the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program on HealthStar Worldwide, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. They say that there are only three types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. Join Dave and his guests now and every Tuesday at noon Pacific on Radio Star Worldwide as they share practice tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help get you through this day so you can live your caregiver life more fully and abundantly. Now, here's your caregiver host, Dave Nassani.
From Los Angeles, the big LA, welcome to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. I am Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver, coming to you live globally through the famous Radio Star Worldwide Network. Yes, folks, I'm the guy who's going to help you and guide you through this very difficult journey called caregiving. And we're going to do our very best to help you avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout. Ouch. Hey, we have an exciting show planned for you today. Fizz Anthony, author, rock star, extraordinaire, and he has got a special program for caregivers and those who are burned out. So stay tuned. You do not want to miss this show. And if you're new to this show, we get many new listeners every week, especially since we've gone video, which we're having trouble with our video today. So except for today, I'm your host, Dave Nassani. And this show is caregivers of every kind. And the one thing we know about caregivers is that they are, let's see, they're selfless, they're sacrificial, they're caring. Oh, yeah. And they're very prone to burnout because they tend to put everyone else's needs above their own. Huh? Sound familiar? Like the airlines always tells us, in the event of an emergency, put your own oxygen mask on first before you help your loved ones with their mask. And the airlines know this very well because they've seen people black out who are trying to fiddle with their loved one or their child's mask. So you see, unless you put your needs above the needs of others, you won't be any good to anybody with anything. And like I said, caregivers are just like that. Now, we also talk about grief and loss here and the devastating effects it can have on us. It automatically throws us into this other thing called the grief process. Ouch. Hey, unfortunately, folks, there's only one way to get out of the grief process, and that's to go through the grief process. You can't go around it, can't go over it, can't go under it. You just got to go through it. Sorry. But hopefully, we can help you through your grief and your loss if you happen to feel like you're stuck, you know, like a truck in the mud. Hey, I want to thank last week's guest. If I could only remember who last week's guest was. All right. Well, thank you, whoever you were, last week's guest. I had all my notes here, and they just disappeared before the show, so I'm just not going to stress it. Just a reminder, you can hear that interview on our podcast, on our website, caregiverscaregiver.com. That's caregivers with an S, caregiver without an S.com. And while you're there, take a short quiz to see if you are a candidate for burnout. Just for doing that, I'm going to send you my very first book that I wrote absolutely free, One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships. What a deal is that? All right, enough of that. Fizz Anthony, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for agreeing to this very stressful interview today. I really appreciate it. Why don't you take a minute or two and introduce yourself? Tell us who the heck is Fizz Anthony.
Yes, thank you.
Why do you have a name like that?
thank you for having me on. Actually, my name is just Fizz, like Bono and Sting and Cher. It's just Fizz Anthony on Facebook, because Facebook makes me put a last name. So I put my birth name. My birth name is Anthony.
Nice. My middle name is Anthony, too, by the way.
Oh, really? Cool. The name the Divine gave me is Fizz. So you had mentioned, why do you have a name like that? And that was, I listened to the whispers of the Divine, and I paid attention. Yeah. I do.
Well, that's cool. I do also.
Yeah, that's really important. And
my divine's name is Jesus.
It's what?
I says my divine's name is Jesus.
Oh, Yeshua.
Yeah, Yeshua.
Yeah.
All right. So
Yeshua. Very important, actually, his name, by the way, because there's two different energies going on there. That's a whole other topic.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
It is, very much so. I know a lot about that story.
So, like anyway. You said, introduce yourself. Explain how it is that you've gotten into the music industry. I understand you were on the Billboard charts and everything, huh?
I wrote a song for an artist that was on the Billboard charts with my music. So, yeah, I've written for other artists on major labels. And I've performed and still do with some of the greatest musicians in rock and roll. My last CD, the Fizz CD's got amazing people like Steve Holly, who played with Paul McCartney and Wings, and a Grammy award-winning producer. I work with a Grammy award-winning producer. I write songs for speakers and companies and entrepreneurs. Now I call that signature songs. So I have a whole team of people. I work with the best people in the music industry because I say everyone's life is a song. What's your song title? So if you have a show or if you have a message, you know, if you have a signature brand, you should have your own signature song because a song will help your movement more than anything else because a song really helps people connect the soul, the heart to the mind. And it's much more powerful than even the most powerful copyright, really. So a song, that's why, you know, cool. Companies that have jingles. And so people ask me, well, what do? You kind of like write jingles? I'm like, no, you're not a product. You're a soul. You're a soul. So, yeah. And I thought, wow, what a wonderful opportunity that the Skype wasn't working for me. And just to share this with your listeners, you accidentally or something happened to the questions you were going to ask me.
Yeah.
And the Skype isn't working properly for me. I was conscious and mindful of your show. So excited about being on this show that I wanted to be fully prepared. So I downloaded the newest version of Skype, but for some reason it's not working on my computer. And, you know, always knowing that there's always more to what's going on, I thought, here's a perfect opportunity to share with your listeners an example of how to avoid burnout is to be really mindful and know that things don't always go the way you want them to. And it's,
absolutely.
It's how you handle it. How do you handle it?
That's great advice. Great advice.
Yeah.
So you are giving back, right? You're involved in something to do with physically challenged children. Can you share that? Oh, let me do the introduction. I'm sorry. I'm always neglecting poor Adrian. Adrian, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for your constant appearance as a co-host on my show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And talk a little louder. You're a little low there.
No, I know. I'm not yelling. But thank you. Right. You're welcome.
Well,
you're
welcome. Ed has the magic. Ed, our engineer. Say hello, Ed.
Hello, Ed.
Doesn't he have a great voice? So he's got the magic mixer that should increase Adrian's volume so that we're all equal, but I don't know if he can do it or not.
Well, I would love to be able to do that, but unfortunately, you both are on Skype, which is run through the same channel, so Adrian's just going to have to talk up a little bit.
I have no headset this week.
That's out, right, what you're saying right now is perfect.
Okay,
and just Fizz, so you know, Adrian is founder of The Caregiver Space, which is a website, a platform, and Facebook page. And I think she's got, 160,000 followers or so, close to it. So she, like me, has just devoted her life and her finances to just helping caregivers get over this thing called burnout. So now everyone's been introduced. So tell us about the physically challenged children, Fizz.
Oh, well, I've always been quite clear about my soul purpose in this lifetime, and I used to have these visions when I was a little boy. I mentioned in the book, I wrote a book called Ignite the Rockstar Within, and in the book I talk about how I would, I had this ritual that I would do. I would normally play Beatles albums, and I'd close my eyes, and I would picture myself being a rock star, but I always had these visions of healing the world, helping children, and I would come out of those visions crying. I was so emotionally connected to these visions. And so years later, That's what I've been doing. I became a full-time musician, played with the greatest musicians in rock and roll, and started performing for physically challenged children and hospitals. And Carmen Road, then the news found out about my work with the children in Carmen Road School, and they did a segment on me on a show called Making a Difference, which you can see if you go on YouTube. If you put in my name, Fizz, F-I-Z, News 12, you'll see a segment of me with the children. That's what I had in my mind when I was a little boy, of just using the healing power of music to help and help the world, help the children, help others.
So this same healing power of music, which I'd like you to explain, can be used for caregivers who are like clean and dirty diapers and everything just happens with caregivers. They get no help. Their family, you know, never comes by to help, stuff like that. And sometimes or many times their care receiver, you know, doesn't appreciate all they do and they complain. Sometimes they get hit and beat up, you know, by their care receiver. Got lots of reports about that.
So what I would do is there's multiple things you can do. And in regards to the spiritual, depending on one's faith, whatever that is, for instance, you're someone that is a follower of Yeshua, I would call in that spirit to help assist. And even another, you know, perception is a big thing. It's right, like how you're perceiving things. So you can even play the role of Jesus and embody that and understand that on a deeper level, of greater things you shall do is the truest thing ever spoken, because that's the law. It's the law of evolution. It's the law of everything, of greater things you shall do. So you are that. You are Jesus and more. And so you can bring that energy and ask that that spirit, that spiritual master to help guide you, and you can also view your situation like you are Yeshua. You are that. And so how would he be handling your situation? How would Buddha, if you're somebody that's a Buddhist and you're a caretaker, so you embody the spirit of a master, and you act as that master. And so that's, you know, you can really, I like to be very playful in different dimensions, realms, energies. You know, you have a few different people that humanity is waking up on so many levels. You know, the awakening is here. A lot of dogma, a lot of misinformation about spiritual stories are being revealed, and what's happening is people that aren't spiritually grounded take things literally, when really you need to understand and be aware of the basic foundation that you are a soul having a human experience. And that's first and foremost the most important. And then, you know, that's the foundation. You need to work from there and then bring in all the different modalities that you can work with. Yeah, so the question, it's, you know, I recently wrote a movie/rock musical called Fizz and the Ultimate Dream, and it touches on my personal soul's journey in and out of past lives. It's really fun, and I'm in the process right now of gathering the team and bring that to the world. But to answer your question, I am many different faiths, yet at the same time, I don't belong to any of them. I operate from a completely different realm than belonging. You know, everything is one. We're all united. And so that is always my sole purpose, is to unite people and empower people. And my message is the chosen one is you. The chosen one is the divine. The kingdom of heaven is within. That is always the message.
Now tell us about Notes for Life. What is that? Is that with the children, physically challenged children?
Notes for Life. It's all, you know, it's everything. It's all connected. It's all a part of the dream of world healing. Notes for Life stemmed from the first Notes for Life concert I had done boy, I don't remember the year I did it. It was sometime in the 90s. I had done a First Notes Life concert for the Just Kids Foundation, the children with AIDS. And I had people very close to me that had passed on from AIDS, and children too. So I had put on a concert for them. I had gotten big sponsors involved, and we rate and bands, and we did the First Notes for Life concert. So my vision for Notes for Life is really, really big. I've been in the process of setting that up as a organization, foundation. I was doing that in California, and I presently have moved to Vegas. So that's kind of in the works. That's part of the big goal picture. So I kind of, everything I do is under Notes for Life. You know, when I go perform for the children, or I do a lot of work that people don't know about, charity work or other things. Like, I just wrote a song for the founder of Make-A-Wish, Frank Shankwitz, mm-hmm. who they're coming out with a movie about him called Wishman. And so I just wrote a song about him called Wishman. And for those of you that are listening that can go on SoundCloud, if you put in Wishman, Frank Shankwitz, or put in Fizz, F-I-Z, you should. It's a really beautiful song. It's very deep. And I don't know if you know the story about Make-A-Wish or how it started, but it started with this little boy, Chris, who had a dream to be a police officer before he passed away, and they made that happen for him. And that's just beautiful and deep. So I do everything I kind of do, and my intention is under Notes for Life. Notes for Life, it's music for the world healing. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to bring world healing, unite the world, empower people. That's my sole purpose.
Tell me what you think the reason is that music, which when you think about it, music is a strange thing. You know, the tones, the tonality, and all of the millions and millions and millions of songs that have been written and composed, and no two of them are alike. You know, it's like there's an infinite possibility of rearranging and arranging these notes in a harmonic pattern that you know, they say music soothes the savage beast. Well, we must be pretty savage beasts ourselves, because music does seem to have a positive effect on people. What's the dynamics about that? Why is music so interesting and different and necessary in life?
So everything.
Not quite sure what that noise is.
That's a sound bowl. That's a sound bowl, and I wanted to hit that because everything, the universe was created with sound. The universe was created with ohm. Sound, ohm.
Really?
Yes. So everything is, music is much more powerful than people understand. And it's, you know, you've heard, it's the universal language, so much more than that. I mean, everything is frequencies, and music has a way of intertwining. And I loved your share, by the way, about, you know, people having different versions of something. You know, somebody does a song and then someone else does it. Yeah, because everyone's different and everyone's unique. Everyone is, that's why I said everyone is the chosen one. We could not experience what we're experiencing without you. And so everyone is as precious as the most precious thing in the world. So, everyone's unique, and that's why. So everything is on frequency, and sound unites, and it just tugs at the heartstrings and does so much more. So I've always associated rock and roll with healing. That's what I said when I was a little boy, and I saw what the Beatles were doing. I saw what John Lennon was doing with Imagine, and you know, I say to people, if Jesus had a guitar, he would have wrote a song like Imagine. Imagine no religion. Imagine no. This is the irony of it. You're talking about a spiritual master that was so advanced and so mindful about religions and about you know, being mindful of.
Well, according to the Bible, there is a lot of music in heaven.
Yes, and heaven is here too. So heaven is, and there's different realms, different dimensions, and so
So let's get practical here. Alzheimer's and dementia.
Oh, that's interesting that you said that, by the way. Wait, I want to interrupt you. So let's get practical.
All right, go ahead.
You said let's get practical. That's an interesting statement. So does it
the
sound
reason
like
I
I'm...
said that, let me explain myself, is because we've got burned out caregivers listening, and sometimes their patience level is you know, pretty burned out. And so I would imagine some of them are listening and say, all right, come on, give me the takeaway so that I can do something to feel better.
Yeah,
you know,
everything
and
is
that's
a takeaway.
What I meant by practical.
Well, my answer to you is everything is a takeaway. It's to really listen. Listen with an open heart and an open mind to what I'm sharing. And everything I'm sharing is very practical. So, for instance, it's not practical from my point of view to be an atheist, for instance. And so, by the way, I'll come around full circle as to how this is relevant. Okay, so I don't know if you know, but Einstein he believed in God. He believed in a higher source and a higher power. And here's one of the smartest human beings that ever lived. And now, and something I mentioned earlier in this conversation is that humanity is waking up. A lot of dogma is being revealed. And what's happening is some people are going to the extreme and they're becoming atheists. Oh, that's not true. And so, you know, they're really spiritually immature on so many levels. So it's like, be aware and understand the foundations that you are a soul, an eternal soul, having this experience. And why not use all the different modalities in regards to the angels, the divine? Bring in all the powers that you can, why not, to help assist you. And so that's all this conversation. I've been giving you examples like, if, for instance, if you're a Christian, you know, bring in that presence of Jesus. If you're a Buddhist, bring in that presence of Buddha to help assist you. One of the most important things I would say to your listeners to avoid burnout is to give yourself time. First thing you do when you wake up in the morning is allow yourself at least 5 to 15 minutes in meditation and just breathing and focusing on your breathing. You know, breathe in, breathe out, you know, do this. This is really like foundational advice. That's really important. Yeah. Really important.
Adrian, feel free to just chime in if you have something to say. So go ahead, Fizz. I interrupted.
Yeah.
So what does music really do for people and kids? And why should teachers use it in the classroom? There's an idea. I don't remember many of my teachers using music.
Ah, really? It's funny that you said that, because I remember my teacher helping us remember the alphabet by using music. And And so music helps you remember easier. It's, you know, bringing in melodies and memorable, yes. And it's fun and it's enjoyable. So have fun.
It does. I sing. I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday. My memory, you know, is not as great as it used to be. But my gosh, you know, I sing at the senior center for, you know, songs of the 40s and 30s and sometimes the 50s. And I'm amazed that I can remember all these lyrics and I forget so much. But boy, right. I can remember lyrics.
Exactly. Exactly. And so a good teacher would use music to help teach people. And it's quite obvious that the education system really does need to be revamped on so many levels. And music is a very, very powerful way to help empower children and people.
Yeah. So with Alzheimer's, dementia, are you familiar with those diseases and how music can help people kind of come back, because they're out to lunch, they're spaced out,
that's really interesting.
Chunks of their hard drive that is burned up and doesn't function.
And I would say to anybody that is working with people that have Alzheimer's is, if you can find out what type of music they love, what type of music they grew up listening to when they were children and when they were young adults, then play that music in the background and use music in your daily activities. Let that music be playing, even if it's just really low, whatever it is that you're doing with them, and it's going to, you'll see some shifts. You'll see some energy shifting.
Okay. I just looked at the clock and realized we're 10 minutes late for a break. So let's take a break, Ed, and we'll be right back and continue with Fizz.
Okay.
Being a caregiver takes a special person with passion and compassion. But even you can become a little burned out from time to time. The Caregiver's Caregiver Radio Show was developed to help you overcome obstacles, adversity, and burnout, as well as just having a place to rest, relax, and recharge your batteries. We've all been there, and you're not alone. Now, you can take The Caregiver's Caregiver with you. Get the top 25 radio shows in convenient form that plugs right into your USB car stereo or computer. Learn the techniques, tips, and encouragement we all need to better handle the day-to-day challenges. For around $1 per show, just $29.77, get the credit card-sized USB card to have with you anytime you need a caregiver's pick-me-up. Just go to DaveTheCaregiver'sCaregiver.com and order yours today. Go to DaveTheCaregiver'sCaregiver.com now. Consider it an investment in you, and ultimately, an investment in them. Caregivers, have you ever felt like nothing is going right? Well, cheer up and tune in to Dave, the Caregiver's Caregiver radio program on Radio Star Worldwide, where you'll learn how to avoid that dreaded thing called caregiver burnout and how to survive the grieving process. With roughly 100 million caregivers in the U.S. and Canada alone, it's about one-third of the population. That means everybody probably knows somebody caring for a loved one. They say that there are only three types of people in the world: those who are caregivers, those who will become caregivers, and those who will someday need a caregiver. Mothers of special needs children, family members caring for elderly parents, spouses, siblings, or friends caring for disabilities such as Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, stroke, heart disease, diabetes, muscular dystrophy, AIDS, autoimmune diseases, the list goes on. Join Dave and his guests every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific on Radio Star Worldwide as they discuss avoiding caregiver burnout and surviving grief. You'll start feeling better in no time as you begin to receive practical tips and tools that you can start using immediately to help you get through the day and to live life more fully and abundantly.
And we're back with Fizz and Adrian Gruberg and our engineer, Ed. So what were you saying, Fizz, before I rudely interrupted you?
You were mentioning about the people that have Alzheimer's, and I said that I would really love to encourage all of your listeners that are working with people that have Alzheimer's to have a little radio, something that you can play some of the music that they love or they loved growing up, especially in their earlier part of their life. That'll really help and could possibly help with their memory, too, as well.
Awesome. Adrian, got anything to ask Fizz?
Well, not a question, but a comment.
Okay.
There are lots of senior residences that will pipe in music constantly because of the positive effect it has on Alzheimer's patients. There are lots of studies that have been done on that. And yes, it should be music from... They're not youth, but teens and young adulthood. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I lost my questions, but...
I'll share something just to Google what I was touching about, because I know I might sound a little out there to some people. And when I was saying, why not work with all the different modalities? You can work with angels, and it is better to believe in a higher power than not. That's number one. And I'll give an example, too. So last night, a friend of mine came visiting. He came into Las Vegas, and you could say that the spiritual journey isn't really his main focus. And so he had lost his phone and his wallet and all his credit cards and everything, and he was drinking, he was quite distraught about it because all of his stuff was in this. And I said, we're going to get back your wallet, and let's focus on that, let's believe that, and let's call in all the angels and everything we can to help assist us with getting your wallet and getting your phone back. And make a long story short, the phone wound up being at another place that we never even, I had driven to this planet Hollywood, and we were going to go there, and And he goes, before we got out of the car, he goes, my phone is missing. And so I was like, okay, let's go back to the Tuscany. We were at a previous place. Make a long story short, he had left the phone on the top of my car. And the phone somehow, you know, it somehow landed at this planet Hollywood. But we weren't anywhere near the vicinity of the gentleman, the doorman that found the phone. And so, you know, I know in my soul, by bringing in, by believing in the higher power and insisting and believing and being optimistic, we were able to get his phone back. I'm a big believer in that. And so it's just an example. It's like you might as well believe and be more optimistic than a pessimistic atheist. You know, it's definitely more beneficial to, you know, for somebody to assume that there's no God and no nothing. You don't know. You know, there's many things that exist that you cannot see yet. You know, we know that, you know, H2O or whatever. And so bring in all the different modalities that you can to help assist you. Why not? It'll just give you more tools to help you along your journey.
So I recall you said something about in 2014, you were voted America's number one motivational rock star for your keynote concerts.
Yeah.
Why'd you make that transition from a traditional singer-songwriter to a motivational rocker? And what's
the difference?
That's a
great question. That's a very good question. So I've always had this, as I stated when I was a little boy, I had this clear vision of being a rock star like the Beatles and helping the world and creating global change. And so I came to this point in my career where I wasn't getting my manager, my team wasn't coming on board, and I was like, okay, I'm going to invest everything I have and record the most amazing CD, and that's what I did. I hired a Grammy Award-winning producer, the best musicians in the music industry. I got Steve Holly, who played with Paul McCartney and Wings, and all the best musicians, and I recorded the Fizz CD, which is incredible, and I was like, my goal with that was to, my intention was to, okay, I'm going to record an amazing CD with hit songs on it, and that's going to attract my team, that's going to get me my manager, and yada, 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 and that didn't happen. And so, okay, here I am. I got this amazing CD. I've exhausted all the resources to try and get management, and that didn't happen. And at the same time, I was looking at New York, California from New York, because I was living in New York when I recorded the fifth CD. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at these speakers and these entrepreneurs, these Tony Robbins and these, you know, Brendan Burchard's, all these info marketers, and I'm like, you know, they're kind of like the new rock stars in a way. So I was thinking to myself, how can I bring rock and roll into their world and make it more empowering? I had gone to a Tony Robbins event, and he was using music, but he wasn't using it to its fullest capacity. And so I was like, how can I help bring music into their world in an even more powerful way? And so I moved to California from New York. I started studying all these marketers, entrepreneurs, and one of these marketers was like, you need your signature speech, you need your signature brand, and I thought, wow, they should have their signature song, so when you go on stage, you have your song playing as you go on stage, because you're all rock stars, and rock stars have their own song. So I came up with signature songs, and I wrote my book, Ignite the Rockstar Within, and I positioned myself as this motivational rock star. If you can see my fingers go up and down, I mean, everyone's a rock star. I always say rock and roll is my religion, and you're all rock stars. I've been writing songs for speakers and entrepreneurs, and I've been the music director for some of these really great entrepreneurial events, and one coming up in February called Imagination IQ, which I've already been the music director for. It's a great event, and I play this role of like a rock and roll Willy Wonka. I kind of intertwine music in throughout this event, and we use music to help people learn, because what happens is a lot of people go into these marketing events and they're just getting flushed with all this information, and it goes in one ear and out the other. Well, Dan Fowler, he goes by the Imagination Engineer. He's a very smart guy, and he understands that by using all the different modalities, using music and using creativity, it helps people remember more. It helps them, you know, retain things more easily. And so he had hired me to be the music director for his events. And there's one coming up in February that if your fans are interested in, they can contact me and I'll let them know more about that.
All right. Just curious, do you have you ever acted in a caregiver role, you know, where a loved one needed your care or anything like that?
Yes, in many different ways, I'm always playing that role. And I mean, everyone, I feel, a lot, I've come into contact with a lot of people that I feel like I'm a caregiver in a different way. You're thinking more of someone that might need more physical, hands-on caregiving. I have, when I was a child, with family members, my aunt was very sick, and people close to me and my family. So yeah, the answer is yes. I've always played that role of a caregiver in many different variations. So whether I'm, you know, it's more hands-on at home with people close to me that aren't well and giving them that love and that compassion and that understanding. And again, I've been doing that since I was a little boy with, like, my mother. And then, of course, when I go play for the children using music. So I do that in many different variations. Or if I'm giving wisdom to someone and helping them, I kind of look at it like that.
Well, you know, a lot of caregivers had to give up their jobs. Many of them, you know, trying to start a new business while they're a caregiver. So many of them are entrepreneurs. How do you connect with entrepreneurs in particular? I remember reading somewhere on your site that you help them in their business and their life. Share how you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I have a few different ways I do that. And it initially started with when I came up with signature songs, and I'm writing songs for people. That's a very sacred process where I don't write your song for you. I write it with you. And so I sit down with my clients and we have a very, very sacred one-on-one. I get to know my clients, who they are, what their needs are, what their desires are. I take their words and who they are in their business, and it goes into their song. But more than that, some of them that really don't have clarity on their brand, some of them have said to me, you know, Fizz, you've actually helped me with my branding. And I thought about that. I was like, wow, you know, yeah, I see. You still there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I just heard a beep. But, and so I came up with something called Faster Mind with Fizz. So instead of, I'm sure the listeners that are entrepreneurs know about masterminding. Well, I call it Faster Mind because I'm not really interested in tagging people along and coaching them. I do so many different things, and I like for people to get results really, really quick. So I call it Faster Mind with Fizz, where I have a one-on-one session with people. If they're not clear on their branding, if they're not clear on their sole purpose or the direction of their business, I have a very sacred one-on-one with you, and I help you get clear on what it is, what direction you're, you know, what's going on. And from that, once you get clear on what your sole purpose is, what your signature brand is, then we can write your signature song, and then you can bring that to the world and help your movement and, you know, bring in your tribe of people.
Hmm. That's interesting. Well, listen, we have another break, so don't go away, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Okay.
One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships is a touching story about Charlene, a stroke survivor. Back in 1996, Charlene was a healthy, normal, very active 52-year-old woman whose amazing talents resembled that of both a Martha Stewart and Wonder Woman. But all that changed when she suffered a massive stroke that left her severely speech impaired and paralyzed on her right side. She met her husband Dave 21 years earlier. They had a wonderful fairy tale storybook-like courtship that soon culminated in their marriage. Charlene had just come out of a marriage where after 10 years, she received two black eyes and a broken nose by her former husband when he came home high on speed. Charlene believed in no second chances of any kind for abuse, so she left, finding herself all alone in the world with her 5 and 10-year-old daughters, Cynthia Lorraine and Deborah Lynn. She started raising them by herself for the next 2 years. Then fate brought them all together. After falling in love with Charlene, Cindy, and Debbie, their love then produced Rebecca. They all had a wonderful, normal life for the next 20 years. But today, things are very different for everyone. One arm, one leg, 100 words. Overcoming unbelievable hardships is the amazing story of a woman's fight to survive all that life had thrown her way. Everyone who knows Charlene is thoroughly amazed at how she lives day by day, month by month, year by year, and with a smile on her face and hope in her heart that everything is going to be okay. Her faith in God is her foundation in this hope that everything happens for a reason and what doesn't kill her will make her stronger. She inspires everyone that meets her. Best-selling author Lynn Barrington says, "If you think you have it bad, read this book. This is a beautiful, genuine story from the heart. It is inspiring and easy to read. When you finish this book, you'll be able to look at your concerns in a new light." 9-time Grammy and Dove Award recipient, the godfather of contemporary gospel music, Andre Crouch, says, "Charlene just won't let the promises of God go, and she has not let her circumstances get in the way of her faith. She's not just a survivor, she's more than a conqueror. As the Bible states, you will be encouraged by her testimony, regardless of what you're going through." Order your copy today from the author's website, onearmoneleg100words.com. And Dave and Charlene will personally autograph your copy. Enjoy.
Sorry, I was muting myself. So we're back with Fizz and Adrian Gruberg from the Caregiver Space. And Fizz, you just wrote a book. Tell us what your book is about.
Yes, thank you. It's called Ignite the Rockstar Within, How to Achieve Anything Through Music Visioning. I love that word, anything, by the way. I wrote a song called Anything. And I highly encourage your listeners, after this show, Do a search on Google or on YouTube for the word anything and Fizz, F-I-Z, and put in Beatles, too, because it's kind of like got very Beatlesque harmonies. But the book is basically focused on helping people get clear on who are you, what are you here to do. You know, the foundation of every life is what's your soul purpose. And you can have more than one, certainly, but one of the reasons why people get discouraged or get depressed or whatever that may be is because they're not connected to their soul purpose, their life purpose, if you will. For those of you that might not using the word soul too much, but your life, so your life purpose. You have a purpose, as everyone does. And this book, I have a music visioning technique that, like I was sharing with you, that I did. And they touched on this in the movie The Secret about doing visioning. And when I saw The Secret, it was like, wow, that was kind of a confirmation. I was like, that's what I was doing. I was doing visioning when I was a little boy with that ritual of putting it, but I used music. It's almost like visioning a turbo boost. Yeah, having those visions, but having music play, because music tugs on the emotional, the heartstrings. And it's just like, it just makes it help bring in that feeling even more. And so like they had touched on in The Secret, it's really important to be connected, to have feeling to your vision and really feel what that's like. And so I talk about that in the book. And I'll touch on also something I mentioned in the back of this book. It's like if Napoleon Hill was a rock star and wrote a book. It's kind of similar to the New Thought leaders in many ways, bringing in some of that mindset, the understanding and importance of clarity on your direction, your desire, your soul purpose, all of that stuff. It's kind of, so everyone's a rock star. Some people think, oh, it's Ignite the Rockstar Within. Is this like for just musicians? It's no, like it's for everyone.
Well, I can't believe how fast the time has gone. I apologize for all of the technical problems that we had and all of that. Thank you so much, Fizz. How can someone get a hold of you if they want to know more about this?
Yeah, sure. You can email me, Fizz, F-I-Z, at F-I-Z, the number 4, ever.com. And if your listeners email me, I will send them all a link to some of my music for free, which they can download some of my music for free. And they can actually get my book for free. I'll send your listeners my book, Ignite the Rockstar Within, for free, the ebook version, along with some of my music. And so that's one way. And then if they're on Facebook, this is where how you introduce me as Fizz Anthony. They can find me on Facebook as Fizz Anthony, F-I-Z Anthony. And I'm always looking for friends on Facebook, so they can friend me there. And if they're interested in knowing anything that I mentioned about Faster Mind with Fizz, or if they would like to have their own song and help their movement, we could talk about that, and I can give them more clarity on that as well.
Awesome. Adrian, how can someone get a hold of you and your wonderful ministry at the Caregiver Space?
Well, it's Adrian at thecaregiverspace.org, Adrienne is A-D-R-I-E-N-N-E. Again, thecaregiverspace.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining in the show. Remember, we're here every Tuesday at noon Pacific time. And thank you again to my guests. See you next week.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Caregivers Caregiver Radio Program with Dave Nassani. Join Dave every Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific. Or catch the program anytime, 24/7, right here on Radio Star Worldwide.